Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Danny Meringue.
I found 2 empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number 2, Danny and friends. Will Ortner, the latest friend to join the fray. Got a couple others going the rest of the way. Does it feel a little bit right now, Danny, with your co-host going through? I imagine it similar to the first scene in Wedding Crashers, where they're doing all the partying, but then, you know, they keep falling with a different girl every single time. Does it kind of feel like that right now?
Yeah,
maybe
a little bit.
Not as happy?
A little bit. Like
minus the boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
minus the greatness that is Deora Baird.
Was that one of the people? I'm bad with the actresses and names. I'm not going to lie. I'm bad.
She's stunning. Stunning. She's the bombshell blonde. She's laying in bed with her at the end and it's like gets the name wrong or something. I think she gets her name wrong. She's like, it's whatever. She's like, just
you don't care.
Go.
That movie, and I've seen it many times now, but my first viewing experience of that movie, not the best spot to watch it. We were traveling to Canada.
Oh, road trip?
In the bus. Oh, yes, her. Yes. Yes, I do remember her. Yeah. That is one of the funnier movies that we've watched on a road trip. And I do remember, like, in that scene, that was one of my first trips. It might have been my first trip on the team out in college. And I remember on that drive being like, well, they have to play the TNT clean version, don't they? Mm. No, they don't.
Nope.
Nope. You got the unrated and uncut version, I guess
boobs.
Is how you'd say it. Yeah, yeah. It was a 18-year-old Will Ortner was like, oh, that's how this works. Mm. That's how this works.
You're all adults.
Yeah, we really were. Well, maybe not all adults, but we're doing okay. Danny, I asked you before the break to think about, could the Blazers build a team like the Thunder and Pacers? And you kind of earlier told me, yes, but there'd have to be some luck involved.
And
what do you mean by that?
It's, you know, there is a version of kind of making your own luck, right? You know, one of the storylines that is coming out of this that I think is fun to kind of talk about is both these teams were built by trading Paul George.
Right.
Which it really is an interesting thing to think about. You know, the Thunder.
So you're saying the Blazers should trade for Paul George.
Yeah, and then I think
and then move him in a year or two.
He's got to be cheap now.
Well,
no,
he's very expensive. That's part of the problem.
Trading pieces.
Well, I mean, you got to get the salary to make it make sense. But, you know, the Paul George gets hurt, has the grotesque injury, but comes back. And then is ultimately he's going to be on his way out. Gets traded to Oklahoma City. And this is where they kind of make their own luck, is that they trade for a guy who's not under contract, but they get Paul George to extend in Oklahoma City.
Right.
Which is not, that is not a small feat. Like,
I remember not thinking he was going to do it.
Nobody did. And the same thing is true with Cleveland in trading for Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
When the Utah Jazz traded Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland, everyone, I mean everyone, I have talked to people in that front office, the media around there, both cities, everybody was under the impression that this Donovan Mitchell deal was like, we got 2 years.
Dude, he was going to be a Knick.
He was going to New York.
Everyone like, said it.
It was the worst kept secret. And yet, because the CBA changes and because the Cavs get good, Donovan Mitchell goes, look, this isn't my favorite place. This isn't the place that I thought I wanted to be, but we're pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my money. I'm going to extend here because we've got a real chance to win something. And Paul George did the same thing in Oklahoma City because they got real good real fast. He's like, you know what? We got a little something here. Let's see if we can make this happen.
Right.
You know, it took the Pacers a little while, but they get Oladipo, who unfortunately is also injured, and that, you know, kind of becomes the end of him.
He would have been awesome, though.
He's a fringe all-star. He's a really good player.
He was really good. He would have been a great number two.
Look, if you had Victor Oladipo right now in his prime,
yep,
alongside Tyrese Halliburton, you'd be dealing with a vicious, vicious team.
You're probably the favorite over the Thunder.
I don't know if you're the favorite, but like you're talking about a series that's...
It's not minus 700.
No.
Let's just say not minus 700.
If it's not a toss-up, it's closer to a toss-up for sure. Mm-hmm. But they flipped Sabonis in what was a move that I would say is... You weren't deciding like the Warriors were between Steph and Monta, but Pacers fans and the organization, they love Sabonis. But they make this move because the Kings have two point guards in De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton.
Picked the wrong one.
And yes, they did in a sense. Like, Halley's better than Fox, but Fox is an all-star guard. Like,
yes.
What's unfortunate for the Kings is they now have neither. So you want to see the other side of this coin, this is what bad decisions and bad luck that you create can look like.
Right.
And look, the Blazers made their own luck by drafting Damian Lillard. And that draft was led by Chad Buchanan. He was the interim GM. And now Neil Olshey technically drafted Dame because he got the job 6 weeks before the draft.
Mm-hmm. Great pick.
All of the work was done by Chad Buchanan and his staff. And they empowered him. And then Paul Allen basically said, you're taking Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. Neil Olshey wanted to draft Andre Drummond. Just
thank goodness he didn't.
Yeah.
What a bust that would have been.
So, number one, give a metric crap ton of credit to both Sam Presti and Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan. But if you're the Blazers, what you're trying to do is hope that you can strike that. Because SGA wasn't a top five pick. Tyrese Halliburton wasn't a top five pick. Yes, the Oklahoma City Thunder did get a number two pick in Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, but Jalen Williams
is a number 12 pick.
Right.
Tyrese Halliburton is 11 or 12, and then Shea is 11
Caruso's
or 12.
Russo's a journeyman who's a huge.
But he started with the Oklahoma City Blue, their G League franchise, with Mark Daniels. So, like, it's about just doing things as right as you can with the opportunities that you have. And I know some people are like, well, the Blazers should have drafted Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson, as great as he is, nobody was putting him above Scoot because of the things that, like, when you're talking about building a team out, as great as Amen is, he has, like, even with a entirely broke jumper, he's so good at the other things, nobody expected it to be that impactful.
Scoot was being billed as if Victor Wembanyama is not in this draft, he is number one.
He could be a number one. Like, that was the thought process. And look, this is not a Greg Oden, Kevin Durant situation. Like, when you're talking about Wemby or Scoot or Wemby and Miller, there was a very clear line of demarcation between the two. But when you take a look at the Blazers and you look at the moves that they made, I don't think there's been a move in there where I was like, they really botched this one. Like, oh my God. I know some people were like,
I think they've made two really good moves.
I mean,
to be honest with
you, and Denny,
I would exactly. Tumani Kamara, right? The Ringer just released their top 100.
Mm-hmm.
You have three Blazers that are on that list. Two of them you got recently. Denny is at number 61. Mm-hmm. Anfernee's at 87. And Tumani is 95. Mm-hmm. I think that Denny and Tumani clearly are players that you would use in high roles in a championship contending type team. Look at how deep the Pacers are. Look at how deep the
Both
Thunder are.
Both those guys would play for every playoff team.
100%.
Tumani would probably start. Like, Denny's a little different because of, like, his role.
Right. Where does he fit? Whatever. But Tumani plays defense in a way that he would work on every team. Yeah, and every team would be willing to take
him. He would start
him.
On every team.
Right. And that's a guy that, yes, he was kind of a throw-in piece at the end of your Nurk trade over to Phoenix, right? But
not wasn't a throw-in. The Blazers
they traded specifically for him.
Demanded, like, the transaction was not going to be done without two in the deal.
Right. Okay, so for casual Blazer fans, that was not someone whose name jumped off the page.
No, he's a 52nd overall pick. He had a great summer league, because remember, the trade was later in the year. Like, the Suns, to their credit, did not want to give up two.
Right, but they ended up having to.
Yes.
It's very similar, and now there's comparable levels. But SGA is kind of a throw-in piece where the Clippers didn't want to get rid of him, but the Thunder said they absolutely had to have him. I think that you have the bones, or at least I think if you squint really hard, because we both have really bad vision, we both have our contacts in, if we took them out and we had to look at the picture, you have some pieces that can fit these teams.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they make the next step? And it can't just be luck, right? Luck is a piece of it.
They do have the 11th pick, which has done pretty well for both these teams.
Right. And Fort Minor has taught us that it's like, what, 20% luck, 15% luck, 20% skill? So how do we use that 20% skill to go in and get the right pieces?
And that's the hope, right? Is that, you know, you pick the right guy in the right draft that just hits like a truck. And the thing is, like, for all of the people like, well, the Clippers traded for SGA, like, yes, they did, but it's because they had Paul George. But people thought SGA was going to be good. No one, I mean no one, thought he was going to be an MVP. They thought, okay, at his absolute peak, could he be a guy who makes an all-star game? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. That's why they got all of the draft capital.
Right.
Because SGA was not he's a surefire, absolute all-NBA guy. Because if you trade for a guy that has that, then the draft capital is smaller.
100%.
Like, again, I am not taking away from what the Thunder have done or what the Pacers have done, but there is a large element of luck. Like, and what plays a part in this is you look at certain organizations where you see the luck doesn't go their way, in like the Kings or the Wizards or the Hornets, and you can look at it and you go, but yeah, why does it keep happening? Because it's been multiple owners. It's been multiple GMs. It's been multiple coaches. Like, it's not like the Kings haven't had talent over the years. It's just they've never had the right talent at the right time. Now, can that be ownership meddling? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can it be overvaluing your own players or your own picks, or going all in on things that you shouldn't go all in on? Like, those things, yeah. I mean, those are all issues that you deal with, and that's where you hope the front office can do enough.
Right. I want to get ahead of this because we are going to have our own draft. We're talking about the Blazers draft and who they could come in and bring in. We're going to have our own draft. If you'd like to join in, you can as well. You can text in at 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. At the start of the final hour, that's going to be at 2:00, we're going to draft signs that you are growing up / getting old. So make sure that you get those texts in to join along as well, or you can put them in the YouTube chat. Thank you so much for being in our YouTube. We're going to pivot over to the NFL. Derek Carr, he retired, but he did it for a reason that I don't think a lot of players would retire, and he gave back a lot of his money. And you don't really see that in any sport, let alone in football, where money is not guaranteed. We're going to talk about that next here on Danny and Friends, the Will Ortner edition, on 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Derek Carr knew he was in a predicament. He had a shoulder injury that had completely destroyed his rotator cuff, and he could either sit out the rest of the season based on the injury and try and come back in a year, or he could retire. And so Derek Carr, obviously on May 10th, in maybe one of the weirder announcement times to retire, announced that he was going to retire from the NFL. And Danny, Carr did something that most players in any sport would not do, but I'm especially surprised that he did this in the NFL. He gave back his base salary for the 2025 season because he did not have to do that. He could have held on to that money. Remember, the New Orleans Saints right now, they are in cap hell. It's why they've been so old for so long and they haven't made any changes because they couldn't. They gave too much money to the wrong players who got too old too quickly. Instead, he said, hey, I'll keep my $10 million roster bonus. I've made a bunch of money elsewhere. I'm going to give this money back to you, and you can use it to sign other players or to bolster extensions for some of your younger players. Does this make Derek Carr maybe the best dude?
Look, regardless of where you fall on faith, whether you're religious or not, DC is a faith-driven dude.
Yes.
Fully, wholeheartedly. You know, I know a lot of the Raiders media. I know guys that know Derek.
He still talks to Ruggs. Still goes and sees him, still calls him. And the one that sticks out to me is right after the Henry Ruggs whole DUI car
wreck. He was the one who took on the media.
And it's one of the more impressive speeches, monologues, whatever you want to call it, that I think I've ever seen, because you went from, or at least I did, of thinking about how could Ruggs do this, selfish, stupid, idiot, like deserves to be punished, all those things. And you come out of it afterwards, obviously has to be punished. But Derek talked about loving him and helping him through it.
Faith and humanity. And it's That's who he is.
Changed how I viewed it.
He's not fake at all. He doesn't just say stuff. He stands by it. He lives what he says, and that's a difficult thing to do. You know, he said some things before in the past that people have gotten up in arms about, and it's, you know, he just, you know, like he went to bat for Antonio Brown, even though, you know, people didn't want him to, because he's very thoughtful. He doesn't just say stuff flippantly. If he says something, he's going to stand by it. And if he says, look, I'm going to love my brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to love people because that's, you know, what I'm commanded to do by my faith or biblically. But like, that's a part of who he is. And that doesn't make him infallible. Like, you know, you hear about like, you know, this person of this faith, you know, committed this heinous act. We're human.
The one that always sticks out to me is love thy neighbor, help everyone out. And then a certain unnamed preacher would not open the doors after a hurricane to the church.
Sure.
It's clear that that's not the type of faith-driven person that Derek Carr is.
No, and that's the thing is, like, contractually, he's owed that money. And I guarantee you, every agent in the world is like, take the freaking money. You are contractually owed that. Don't do that.
Yeah, and it's your last chance to make NFL-type money. He's going to be just fine. He's made a ton of money over his whole career.
Probably $150 million.
He's fine. And if he wants to do media, he'll be fine in media.
Because he's actually great at it.
If he wants to invest money elsewhere, like, he is fine when it comes to money, but we never see guys do this. Every once in a while, you'll see the Brunson thing, right?
Where he takes less so the other guys can go get a little bit more. And
go get my buddies type of deal. But he's not playing anymore.
No.
He didn't have to do this. And honestly, he didn't get them out of their cap situation.
No.
But he jump-started them. It's almost like he gave them that $1 million loan to jump-start their career.
Your career, your business, whatever. Yes. Yeah, no, it is interesting. Giving the Saints kind of, it's not a full get out of jail free card, but giving them that assistance, giving them that opportunity is certainly something that you look at and you just kind of go, huh. And it's not, and you're going to get some players, not just in the NFL, but just across sports, like, why are you doing that, man? Mm-hmm. You're making us look bad. Like, you're supposed to take the money.
Right.
But like, it also, fan bases, you shouldn't expect your players to do this. This is outside the norm. It's not what he's contractually obligated to do. Mm-hmm. This is his own free will, his own volition. This is what he wanted to do. I applaud him for, you know, considering that and considering those other guys, because by giving that money up, he is allowing somebody else to go get a paycheck.
Yeah.
That is a real thing that's happening.
Honestly, with that amount of money, it's not just someone else. It's probably someone else's.
Yeah. And
right?
And that part of it is like, I think that's probably more, like, less about the Saints and more about, if I give this back, that's 3-4 other guys that are on the roster,
100%,
or getting more money, or getting more opportunity, and like, I think he probably cares more about that than helping the Saints out per se.
Right, and to do that in an organization that he really wasn't there that long, and they honestly revved him a lot last year. Like, yeah, he had the injury issues. You can see why it literally led to his retirement at the end of the thing. His shoulder was not tendons and ligaments, but really wet spaghetti noodles. He couldn't throw. He couldn't move his arm. Every time he tried to do anything, it hurt. And I think it's refreshing to see a player have that type of perspective to look around and say, I don't need to play anymore. Football doesn't define me. It was an early part of my career, but I want to spend time with my family and I want to spend time with my kids. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd like some of that money. I deserve some of that money. I earned some of that money.
Contractually, I'm obligated that money.
But I'm also going to pass it on to the next person, mm-hmm. and I'm going to let them get some money or a couple people get some monies, mm-hmm. and I'm going to help this organization to an organization, frankly, that they didn't necessarily deserve that type of treatment from him.
No, it's not like he'd been a saint forever.
Brees did it.
You're like, I get it. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Like, had he spent his career with the Raiders and he did it, I'd be like, I get it. 100%. But
100%.
Again, this is just kind of who he is, and it is an interesting story, and it is kind of cool just because you kind of get a little bit more of a fundamental understanding of like who he is as a person.
100%. Normally, next you'd do the worst day on the web, but today I think we're going to call it the best day on the web because USC is fixing some boys' butts.
Mm.
No more itchy asses around here after Jeff Rust with SportsCenter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Today's worst day on the web, I am coining as the best day on the web. I'm a glass half full guy, not a pessimist. And look, it's important when we have to go and do our business that we're taken care of as men in this country. And USC, Danny, your fine institution, you're an alumnus, alumni, alumna people. They have decided to spend money taking care of the butts of their players.
Look, there's no higher calling than making sure that you don't have bad TP.
You can't have the bad stuff.
We may be out of the humble bowels of the Willamette River there at the old studio. And this building, while 100 years old, is quite nice on the inside. We have our brand new state-of-the-art little booths we got here. And our bathroom is very locker room style.
Yes.
Very wide, open, well-lit, showers, lockers, all those kind of things. Plenty of space in the stalls.
Yep. A lot of leg room, I've noticed.
Yeah, a lot of leg room, which is nice. You can sprawl out if you want, if you're one of those weirdos that gets naked to poop.
Okay.
I'm just like Costanza. I only take off my shirt.
On an away game, you cannot get naked.
I know people who still like...
That's disgusting.
They use the coat hanger and they get...
No.
And I'm just like...
That's disgusting.
Dog.
If you're playing a home game, though, you know the locker room. You know where things need to be played. Look, if you're playing a home game, like, why? Why would you hamper... And make things a little bit more difficult on yourself.
I've never been somebody who's like, oh, I need to get naked to do this. It's such a weird thing to me.
Sometimes you know what's coming, and you know it's a high fastball.
You
know it's a heater.
You know that you might need a shower after this.
You know so that you prepping. Need some flexibility. You need some maneuverability. And if you've got jeans and shoes on, that just isn't going to work. If it's at home, if it's on the road. You don't get naked.
Look, I'm just at home. Look, I am a cheap individual. I don't spend money on a lot of things. It's what balances me and my wife out. She loves to spend our money. I don't.
Opposites attract.
It's true.
Magnets.
But one thing I told her, I'm like, look, there's a few things that you know I will be cheap about. One of them will never be toilet paper. I will buy the most expensive toilet paper you have ever seen. It will be like 4-ply, like cotton towels. I don't ever want, number one, a stink finger. Number two, I don't ever want I had military toilet paper, which might as well not exist. It is like the
It's one ply.
It is like the ass gaskets that you put on the toilet seat. Like that is military toilet paper. It's just sheets of that stuff. And USC's new general manager, who they brought over from Notre Dame a couple months ago,
Chad Bowden,
who has led USC to a number one recruiting class this year, got things in line all the way through all the boosters, all the NIL, got Lincoln Riley off his butt and back over to Mater Dei, making visits there and getting recruits from the big schools in California again. This might be his biggest move. And I quote from Chad Bowden, "I got new toilet paper in our locker room. I got Charmin soft in there so we don't have itchy asses."
His biggest move leading to healthier movements.
Yeah, see?
It's a great decision by him. Get your hands on everything. You got to make that organization truly yours when you
look,
become
the GM. Look, it's fight on, not Klingon.
No, 100%. And look, maybe that was the issue. Like USC, a couple down years, now all of a sudden, guys, they're not having to pay so much of their money that they've earned through NIL, having to buy monkey butt powder. You don't have to if you got the good stuff. You're getting taken care of. Have you accidentally ever bought the not good stuff?
Yeah, no.
We did not too long ago.
I'm fighting through it.
I'm fighting through it. I guess I shouldn't name the brand, but a national company and their like organic line of stuff.
Organic?
Organic,
you
yes.
can't buy organic.
Well, no,
not toilet paper.
Well, I didn't buy it. My wife bought it. That's why I usually try to buy the butt wipe, but so this was the organic, and it's just off. I think it absolutely had to be one ply because it kept shredding. And it was awful.
Wad so much. We talked about this when we saw the story earlier. At home, it's a fold situation because it's basically a bath towel.
You get yourself the good stuff at home.
It is the most, like, I'm not doing this as a flex. It's just, these are the things that I care about.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to have to deal with that at home.
Yeah.
That is not something I want to deal with. Here, our toilet paper is not the worst toilet paper I've ever seen. It ain't great. It is a full on wadded up situation. Yeah.
Like, so you guys have played road games here.
Oh God. Yes.
I have not. I have slept here.
I've showered here. If you've watched the YouTube,
I mean, I'm here 6+ hours a day. Yes. It's bound to happen sometimes.
I mean, hell, it's happened during the show. If you've watched during the show,
there was
one time 2 weeks ago where my stomach gurgled so loud, Dusty heard it through his headphones and shot a look at me, and I gave him the look of, oh God, no,
I gotta run,
and he just mouthed go, and I'm like, I sprinted to the bathroom, and it was just like, oh God, this is going to be a photo finish. And it was just like, sweet Jesus. But yeah, no, like it's happened to Dusty. Dusty had a case of the bubble guts once.
Everyone's had it.
And we know the look, and you just kind of do one of these, like, keep it rolling. Yeah. Like, hey, you might have to kick it in the next segment. I'm going to do this as fast as I can.
Oh, there's been a time or two where we're getting towards the end of a segment, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is going to be an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And I set the timer on my phone, and right when I hit the break button, I go in there. And yeah, so I got. Listen, there's been a couple of record-breaking moments probably about three and a half minutes.
Yeah, doing the Usain Bolt. See,
oh,
now,
man.
Is this an age thing? Because,
yeah, body starts to break down.
Well, and that's what I was wondering, because, like, I don't do road games often. If I'm doing a road game, it's a real issue. But I'm still typically in control enough to where I can be like, okay, hey, this is going to be an issue. I know what's coming down the line. I can space it out. I can time it out. I can get through the show. I can get through this. I can get through that. Is there a certain age where it's just like, hey, man, when it starts coming, it's coming, and you got to go. Train's on the tracks. Get off the tracks.
Yeah, what's really funny is, you know, for this is a little inside baseball. We have our commercials and you know, stacks, and we kind of know how long breaks are going to be in between. And I've looked at Dusty as we're going into a segment and going, buddy, I can make it through this one. But I'll look over at Jeff, like, I need you to move a commercial. I need a longer break.
It right? needs to be 5 minutes instead of four.
I need a longer break here. It's a minute 30 in the next break, and that ain't going to cut it. So
we got to go.
That's the shout out Chad Bowden for taking care of what matters.
100%. Well, and
it doesn't matter where you work. It is little things like, I'm not a coffee drinker, but like if you have good coffee in the break room, or if you have good snacks,
an
or
ice
a good
cream
snack machine.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of beer sponsors. Shout out Great Notion.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Like,
catch the pregames.
You know, our sales guys are like, hey, Great Notion dropped off some beer. You guys want some?
100%.
Like, little perks of the job like that, like simple little things, go so far in having a nice bathroom and having good amenities. Like, I've used our shower God knows how many times.
I think at this point, pretty much every like on-air person has, from producers to fill-ins to regular show hosts. I think at some point I've seen everyone, or everyone's had a bag, and you can tell, like, hey, they're going to shower, or they already have.
Yeah, we went to the gym before, or, you know, right. Like, worked out before, went and played golf before, or whatever. And
100%.
You're like, I don't want to sit in the box for 3 hours and stink it up.
No, well, and in here, there's no airflow. If it's gone, it's going to smell. You got to take care. Yeah. We live in a society. You have to take care of others around
you.
This
is a society.
And sometimes you have to shower. You don't want to smell. As someone who, when I'm not in here, does have to deal with the dregs of society. And when I say dregs, I do, of course, mean the youth. Mm. I do teach.
Oh, they stink so bad.
I'd have a conversation with a student.
So bad.
I'm not going to say the age. I'm not going to say when this happened. The Axe body spray that I could smell from halfway down the hall.
It does not compensate for a shower.
I would rather have you smell.
Kids nowadays don't take a shower after gym now, do they?
No. They're talking about, in some schools, they're talking about getting rid of the showers.
That's so nasty.
I'm the last of the showers. Like, I am Daniel Day-Lewis, last of the Mohicans. I used to shower, and I had to. And yes, I played the music, the greatest song in movie history. Yeah. It's wonderful, and I'm going to listen to it on the way home.
Look, in my time, you know.
Wait, is it the one from In Half Baked, when Harlan Williams is in the Slammer?
No, the Last of the Mohicans one, and I'm not going to do a bad attempt at it. I looked like The Rock in that bad movie he did, Central Intelligence, with Kevin Hart. Me and a couple other, the old linemen, dancing around, singing. Mm. It was a great time. They stopped showering after that. And I understand, like, you guys aren't in the era where, like, they were check off clipboard.
Not quite there. But, like, so, number one, I always scheduled PE/weightlifting as sixth period.
And that's
literally
smart move.
Every semester of
smart
my
move.
High school tenure. So
smart.
I didn't have to worry about being stinky, but like, you know, there were a couple times when I had, one semester I had, cause I forgot a PE credit. I was like, oh crap. I had a double stack PE and weight training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had, ended up taking a PE class. I think it was my junior year, in the middle of the day. Oh, dude, you better believe I was hitting the shower. I'm not going to sit there and be stinky the rest of the day.
No,
class.
You have to. And it's a veteran move, especially now. You weren't this. I was a fat kid.
Mm.
I'd have a change of clothes for like after third period because I was going to
sweat. Kid. Yeah.
I think there were days I showed up with a suitcase. Like it just had to happen. So when you have like little amenities, like I remember when we found out that one of the showers got hotter faster than the other ones. And so it's like everyone raced over to get that one special shower. It was in the back corner on the right. You wanted that shower. Everyone ran in to the locker room after weights to get that back shower because if you got it, you were going to get the warm water. Those are the types of things that matter. And that's why this USC story, one, did make me laugh, but it shows, I think, a new attention to detail that maybe USC lacked. And I know it kind of sounds stupid.
No, it is. Like, the little things matter.
Right. It sounds stupid, and it sounds total football bro-y, football coach guy, yeah. Jim Harbaugh-esque of like, every single thing you do is a reflection on yourself. But it is.
No, it's very reminiscent of like the military-esque stuff, like Jocko Willink, who you know, talks about leadership and the things that matter. It's like, it's making sure you have plans for everything.
Hey, 100%.
Wipe good, feel good, play good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Deion Sanders said that, right?
100%.
Yeah. Almost exactly, word for word.
That was prime time, right? That was his. That was Coach Prime.
Exactly.
So, congratulations, Danny, not only on your program getting better toilet paper, but clearly taking a step forward in the details that you have. We are going to come back, and we have an anniversary to celebrate. And maybe we'll have another one coming soon our way.
Mm.
Next on Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club on Tuesday, June 24th. How many days away is that, Danny? I'm bad with 19. Math. 19 days away. It's going to be brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and by Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Once again, there's going to be a morning flight and afternoon flight. Is one of them completely filled up or really darn close
afternoon
to it?
Afternoon is sold out.
Completely sold out?
Yes.
Wow, looks like you're going to have to be some early risers. Matt's Barbecue, they're going to be catering your post-round meal again.
Early bird gets the worm for those worm burners that you're going to be hitting out there.
Right. After some barbecue, man, you might be. Foursomes can be purchased right now. Head on over to 1080thefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for details and the link to purchase your foursome. More details to come. We look forward to seeing you there. It's a great time, as always. I have already been told I don't think I'm going to be able to sneak out on the course like I did last year. And that's a bummer. Well, I blame Dirt. Dirt was very upset that I may have snuck out with two different groups. It's possible that I may have been a part of the morning and the afternoon last year. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have yet to play in it. I broadcasted from it live and then we did the hangout sesh last year.
The hangout sesh last year looked fantastic.
Oh, look, I am not going to complain one bit as one of our vendors was feeding me 27-year-old scotch, and then another vendor gave me a limited bottle of tequila.
Oh.
That was gone before the end of the day, sir.
I was going to say, wasn't that the first year?
No.
That wasn't the first year?
That was the first year, because the first year I was working it.
I know, after the fact. Oh, no, there was some good tequila getting passed around that year, too. I remember.
That was a different vendor that gave me a bottle of tequila.
I see, it is a rite of passage
for a vendor to give me a bottle of tequila that is very good that is gone before the end of the day.
I like how you've decided that it's a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are an alcohol brand,
yes,
there's a rite of passage here.
Yes, there will be a bottle of tequila that goes in Danny's hands that he will drink probably 80% of before the end of the day on the sixth hole.
Oh, man. It's
fantastic. Look, I've mentioned this a million times. I don't drink all that often. It's not that I have anything against it. It's just that's not what I really do. Like,
Some people like it, some people don't.
I did a lot of it when I was younger. But the golf day, my wife and I have this agreement, is a day that everyone who knows that I'm going to be there knows that I am going to drink everyone under the table.
And that's fantastic. Like, you need to have those days. You need to have those times. Let's do it this way. This Saturday, today is a great anniversary that we are going to get to. But it's also the anniversary 25 years ago when I became the best older brother in the world.
Mm.
Not many people know this.
Mm.
25 years ago, June 5th, 2000, the great Lucas Ortner was born.
There you go.
And it is his birthday. Happy birthday to him. We're going to have a nice little boys get together, head on down to the coast.
There you go.
Beverages are going to be consumed. Oh, yeah. Responsibly.
I mean.
But a lot.
I mean, you could probably head up to Astoria, too, and find some of the Goonies 40th anniversary celebration stuff
this weekend. I have to watch the movie first before I can.
You haven't seen the Goonies?
Oh, Will.
I know. See, I've been quoting all these like older movies to like try and get into your guys' good graces.
Come on, man.
And then I just throw. Yeah, I know.
But look, it is this weekend. It's the 40th anniversary.
Is it really?
Yes. It's the 40th anniversary of the Goonies release. So celebration
Brolin's
in Astoria
like
all weekend. Pardon?
So Brolin's almost 60?
Probably.
Brolin's in that?
Yes, go watch that tonight.
I'll watch it tonight. How far is Astoria from Rockaway?
Probably an hour.
I say about an hour.
Okay, maybe I'll make my way out there.
Yeah, I'm guessing an hour.
We'll go on a road trip, obviously, before beverages are consumed.
They don't.
That could be a good idea.
But yeah, no, it's Fan Golf Classic. Get out there, have some fun. Go to the Goonies house because somebody saved it, and then watch the Goonies, dude. Look,
I'm not even an Oregonian by birth, and I've seen
the Goonies and like the ties that it has into this. Come on, man.
I know. I missed the boat watching kids movies when I was a kid because I was watching sports. And today, speaking of sports, it's the Blazers' 48th anniversary of their lone NBA championship. Obviously, they beat the 76ers. They won that series 4-2, game 6. Bill Walton was your MVP. The amount of Hall of Famers in this is absolutely astronomical. I've got the wiki up right now. You've got Doug Collins, Dr. J, George McGinnis, Bill Walton, Jack Ramsey, and then on the official side, Daryl Gerritsen and Earl Strom.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that...
Daryl Gerritsen was still was kicking back then?
That's his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's his dad.
Daryl Sr.
No, Daryl Lee. You're thinking of Ron.
Ron. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But
apologies.
That is his dad. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He was the last. Oh, no. I guess he wasn't the last one. Collins was the last one. He was elected into the Hall of Fame in 2024. Can we get back there at any point?
Oh, no, the Blazers have allowed one title every 50 years. So we're at 48 right now. So and you can open
so 3 years.
You can open it back up in 2 years, yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. So. Is that what, like, the Goonies treasure is? Like, every 50 years you get to open it?
Yeah, there you go. I was watching New Heights with the Kelsey boys, and they had Shaq on the other day. And Shaq talked about, he was asked, do you have a favorite dunk? He goes, I have two. And I knew what number one was going to be. It was going to be Chris Dudley. When he put Chris Dudley in the rim.
Yeah.
And he thought.
Throws the ball at him. Yes.
Yeah. So he just obliterates him with maybe the most destructive drop step we've ever seen in NBA history. Mm-hmm. And just demolishes him. And it wasn't really a shot at Chris Dudley as much as it was a shot at the Knicks and the fact that they didn't send a double. He was like, I was disrespected. And so because of that, I dribbled once. He goes, second time I dribbled, I even carried. Like, are you really not going to send this double? Okay, bet. I'm going to drop step you into another dimension. Have fun. And you get one of the most vicious power dunks we've ever seen in the league. And then he goes, my second favorite was more important. Game 7, Western Conference Finals.
Too soon.
And I'm just like.
Oh, the lob?
Yeah, not that. You know, it's just like there have been. The two sports moments that are the most
and I think
seminal and destructive.
I think yesterday was the anniversary for that one. Yeah. Ouch.
The two sports moments in my life, in my sports fandom, that were the most destructive. The Tuck rule game. It was a fumble.
No.
Woodson knocked it out. The Raiders are winning that Super Bowl.
You've got bad sports luck, bro.
Two of the most vicious moments in sports history.
Bad sports luck.
The Tuck rule and the Blazers blowing a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. And Shaq tells the story. That they go to the timeout, and he goes, you know, Phil Jackson used to play all the mind games. He's like, all right, good season, guys. Pack it up. You know, I'll see you next year. That was what he said in the timeout in the fourth quarter. And Shaq and Kobe, he goes, you know, we were like, bleep this. We're going to, like, screw you. We're going to, like, that's.
It shows you how well Phil understood that team, though.
The mentality. He knew how to get at him.
100%. I just read the Three Ring Circus book. Mm-hmm. Fantastic
book.
He's a
master manipulator.
And you can see in there how he knew when to push buttons mm-hmm. and when to pull back and how to stroke egos and when not to stroke egos.
He's the master at it. Like, that's why they called him the Zen Master.
He had to deal with Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal,
Jordan,
Dennis Rodman,
Jordan.
Yeah. And he got the most out of mm-hmm. all of them, and every time he showed up, it worked.
Yeah, it's the Except people the manager Knicks. Part. But the you know, he goes, Shaq goes, you know, I told Kobe that lob's there, and he goes, and when he crosses over Scotty and he gets that spot, he goes, he threw it so damn high, I didn't think I could go get it. I just had to go get it. Because if you look at Shaq, when
he barely gets his fingers
on it. It's a tip dunk, and he's kind of leaning his legs out
right.
to go get it. And but I that dunk and then the chicken head bobble back.
It's iconic.
I've mentioned this before on air. In the third quarter, as the Blazers were making this big push,
mm-hmm.
this is in the AOL era, I looked at my dad and, you know, we didn't have a ton of money, but the one thing we did together was go to Blazers games. And we went to Blazers playoff games. We went to the Lakers games in that series at the Rose Garden. And I go, if we go to the finals, can we go to one game? Because you just don't
you have to. Yep.
You don't get that opportunity. My dad's a sports fan. And he's right. like, you know what? We'll find a way.
You make it happen.
Goes,
right. You overpay for nosebleeds. 100%.
Go see what you can do. So I fire up AOL. I get to the Ticketmaster website like in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. It takes forever to load. You know, this is the old 56 kilobyte era.
I remember the noises.
And like as it's doing this and the pre-sales unlocking for the finals. The Lakers make this run.
The run starts.
And I remember just my hand in my face in my hands crying. Just thinking, oh my God, they're going to mm-hmm. blow this. And it's just, it's such a defeated, decrepit, awful feeling. Like even now, just like every time that clip comes up, it crushes me. Because nobody. Not Scotty, not Sheed, not Smitty. Nobody could hit a single damn shot for 6 minutes.
Just went cold, man.
And it
just went cold.
One to stop the run. And the Blazers have another title.
Yep. Yeah, and they would have.
They would have played the Pacers.
And they would have beat.
They would have destroyed the Pacers.
But they would have beat the last true three-peat, if I remember correctly. That's the last three-peat, right? Kobe, Shaq?
Yeah, would have kept them from having one, yes.
Right.
Because that was in 2000.
Right. So, unfortunately, 48 years ago, your only championship mm-hmm. as a city was won by the great Bill Walton. Text in 503-864-6326. You only have a few moments to get in a couple of your submissions for our draft, signs that you are growing up / getting old, here on 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.